Blog Talk Radio.
To change something, you have to do something. Will 2016 be your best year? Oh, this is the year to reign supreme. Remember in 2015, at the end of 2014, you said, man, 2015 is going to be my year, but it didn't happen, did it? It just didn't happen. So, on January 1st, 2016, tell me, what did you resolve to change? What is it that you're going to do? What change are you going to make? You have to do something. Or are you a procrastinator? Are you just going to sit there and say, oh, well, maybe not? No, no, there isn't any more time. All right, this is it. Here's your formula for the rest of the year, for your life. This is the formula for your life, gathered from research scientists, brilliant people. I extrapolate. I don't plagiarize. I extrapolate. I can't do knowing everything. Time is your life. Write that down. Go get a pen and pad right now. Did you get your mirror out? Did you tell yourself how marvelous you are? Write down, and you have to write it down. Put a date, January 29th. Can you believe that it's the end of January? Write it down. What are you going to do? You have to do something to make the change happen. So what are you going to do? By the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally, and reaching listeners in every country in the world. You see, when you call in and you share, you want to weigh in on whatever the topic is, the show is archived. And I send the link to all of my email people. And I ask them to forward it to theirs and so on and so forth. So within minutes, your voice has been heard around the world. Can you handle that? Yes, you're always invited to call in. 347-637-3789. And people tell me I talk too fast. Well, I don't know. That's debatable. 347-637-3789. Is 2016 going to be the year for you to reign supreme? Can you write it down? Yes, 2016 is my year. You have to do something to change something. So what is it that you want to change? You have to write it down. You have to do something. Yes, you have to write it down. Because when you don't accomplish your goal or your resolution or whatever the task that you have at hand, all you have to do is go back to the paper. You can't make an excuse. You can't say, I don't know, time got away. No, 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 no. Today is the only day you have right now. Right this minute at 12:34 p.m. Central Time, this is the only day that I have. This moment is the only moment I have. What am I going to do with it? Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in my hand, melting like a snowflake. Can we go back to September 2015, about the middle of September, when Tom, of pure heart and intention, dropped dead. He told me he was going to live forever. heavy. I'm in my 50s. I'm going to live forever. And he died alone. You see, I knew that he had a weight problem, but he told me it was 300 pounds. I found out it was closer to 500. He lived alone, and he loved to cook. But he did have a kitty cat. Why am I bringing that up? Because if you're online with me, did you know that each day every one of us gets the same amount of time? It doesn't matter what you do for a living, how much money you have in your bank account, or in what part of the world you live, no matter what or where, we all get the same amount of time. 1,440 minutes a day. That's it. Every day, you get, write it down, 1,440 minutes to make a difference, not only in your life, but perhaps in someone else's. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but perhaps in the world. So today you had 1,440 minutes today to, and we still have the rest of the day, 12 to 12, 24 hours. And darlings, time, hey, once it's gone, you can't ever get it back. You see, life, your day today, it's not a dress rehearsal. I didn't tell you to be so zealous and arduous that you can't enjoy life. If sitting on the couch and not moving, being obese, having lackluster in your life, if that makes you happy, so be it. So be it. I had a little sadness today. I was leaving the gym, and the receptionist, I said, oh, I hear that your mom passed away. And she looked at me and said, yes, 2 weeks ago. And she said, you know what, Kathy? She died in her sleep. She just went away peacefully. And it's been allegedly, if you've led a stellar life and you've been filled with kindness and everything else, you just pass quietly. And I know that there are many, many that are waiting for her at the other side, on the other side. And she started to sob and said, you know what is even more tragic? I said, well, how old was she? She said, 91. She was not sick. Everything was functioning beautifully. And yet, when it's time to go, she just went peacefully. And then another dear friend of mine, age 95, passed away on Monday. And their services were held yesterday. And I wondered what they did with the 1,440 minutes they had on the day that they passed away. You see, most people, I just found this out. You see, I didn't know this. I just thought, well, we had 24 hours, you know, so what, blah, 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 blah. Break it down. 1,440 minutes a day. What did you do? What did you plan on doing? Oh, you want to change something? Then you have to take action. You have to do something. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and you're invited to weigh in, 347-637-3789. What's your take on your life? Do you want this year to be different? Write it down. And please, take baby steps. So many people, you went to the gym today, man, every piece of equipment was taken. And I understand there was a frenzy on Wednesday too. And when I looked around, I thought, whoa, this is different. They were all members that I see regularly. These were not just new people. That perhaps they realized that they're charting their life. And this is what they need to do. This is what they need to do. I was just elated. I had a great workout. I really did. Now, the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on all the dates, January 26, 27, 28, 29. And hear the show. And then forward the link to your email database and ask them to forward it. Don't you see how you could be serving other people all over the world? Our world is shrinking. And that's the golden thread, the power of the Internet. So let me just finish giving you the information on how to get in touch with me. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And if you want to talk with me, you have to say in the email, this is my name, this is my intention, and I would love to have the opportunity to talk with you, and you give me your telephone number, and I will call you. And it's secure. Trust me, it's secure. Do you want to write to me? Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And everything is highly confidential. Log on to my website, simplyageless.net. And KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of C buttons. Will you do that? Be sure to click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later, James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. And then scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth. See, Cadets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. It's a lifetime plan. Oh, I'm looking at my overview. Stay beautiful. Aging baby boomers. Preteen tour of the country with Nat. Oh, yes. I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. I'm not going to go to the end with my dream dancing in my heart. Why would you? Now, The Elixir is an e-book or soft copy, and it's self-published, so you could only get it through me. And then scroll down and see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. We've bared our soul. Scroll down. Nonfiction, 101 Great Ways. Choices available at Author House. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. David Ricklin. Yeah, chapter 3. And David decided that, and I'm quoting him, we can all reach our dreams, we can all soar. It's just that sometimes we need help getting off the ground. In Volume 2, our experts disclose success secrets on achieving your ideal life, maintaining mind-body balance, dealing with difficult people, and countless other important topics. You know, self-improvement is an exciting journey that never ends. This book will make that journey a bit easier for you. And it's non-fiction. You won't be able to put the book down. Now, there are three books that should be on your desk right now. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Choices, and 100 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Now, scroll back up a little bit and see The Heart of the Lion. My Trip to Africa. And when I look at the book, my heart is still heavy. I don't know how you get over it. I can't tell you how many times I went to the phone to pick up and call him when I realized he isn't there. And I know that he's in heaven with his mom, Lee Patrick. Oh, what a brilliant lady. I miss them both. So to change something, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic is, will 2016 be your best year? When I tell you to click on all of the buttons, please do. Do you have a book that's still dancing in your heart? Go to presentations and you'll see me performing with David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. You see, once you let go of your time, it's gone. You could never get it back. Write that down. Is this your time? Is this your time? And you don't have to subscribe to other people's rendition of who you should be, what you should be, and where are you going. It's your time. And then without you even being aware of it, you evolve into being a role model. And you'll look younger. I don't care what your age is. Remember, the octogenarians, the 80-plus, are shaping the world. Oh, we have so much to give. Yeah, grasshoppers. Unplug your ears from the earphones and listen to the gallantry and the sophistication and the professionalism of sizzling, sensational seniors. And then click on all of Z buttons. There just may be something there that says, ooh, I've always wanted to do this. And did you write in your log right now? Time is life. And every day we all get the same amount of time. 1,440 minutes. They're yours. What are you going to do with it? So when you log on to January 26th, Matters of the Heart, it's your choice. Did you resolve to have a healthier heart? I always said, too bad that you can't look inside. Are you smoking? I was checking out the other day and a lady behind me, oh, she reeked of smoke. And I turned around, and there she was, ordering her Marlboro. It's your choice. It's your life. How healthy are you? How happy are you? Obesity and depression. I don't know. What is it going to take? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Obesity is on the rise. Obesity-related illnesses cost us $90 billion a year. Do you love the body you created? No one did it, you did. Can't blame anyone. It was your choice. Thursday. Change is in the air. Are you one of those who can't seem to stick to any resolution or goal that you made in earnest? Your resolve to lose weight, start an exercise program, and the list goes on? Well, maybe you were overzealous. So what you need to do is first take action. And how do you take action? What is today's topic? To say, to change something, you have to do something. What are you going to do? This is your life and no one else's. It's yours. We all get the same amount of time. If you want this year to be different, stay tuned. I'll give you the formula. I just want to acknowledge my dynamic team on the Live with Kathy Consortium. And you could be part of it, too. I don't like to say it's sponsor-driven. I just want to say my partners. I have an introductory offer. It's 10 weeks. If you want to know how to get on the air and be part of eagles that are soaring, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter, I don't care what your age is, then get in touch with me. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men. Iron Workers Impact, their Titanics bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Don't you feel the energy? Log on, impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers, did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? You want a career, you want a job, you have to qualify. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. Log on ironworkers.org. Imagine being apprenticed for 3 to 4 years, getting paid. Your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. How sweet is that? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They have a 50-plus club consortium. You're bored and lonely? Look in the mirror. Who made you bored and lonely? You are the captain of your life and your soul. Log on, heparks.org. January 29th, do you have more month than money? You have a little issue financially? You can email Greg McIntyre, our CPA, at ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know that stress, toxicity, trauma, and anger releases toxins into the body? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Yeah, stress causes premature aging and in some cases death. Get the book. It's all natural. And I've shared my soul and my heart with all of you because I want you to sing and dance to the very end. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Oh, are you bored with your job? Do you want to change? I can help. Yeah, you are smart enough and you don't need a college degree and you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. Home-based businesses are exploding. How do I know? I started my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. Can you imagine believing in yourself? Can you? And you have infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money and make it a family affair. Okay, let's go. If you want today to be different than yesterday or this year to be better than last year, you have to take and be willing to take responsibility for all of your what? Choices. Everything you do is based on the choices you make. And the choice to be intentional and to invest your time wisely is one of the main factors that will determine if this year will indeed be your best year ever. But first, are you hearing me? We must agree on this one very simple truth. If the only things that change this year are the pages of the calendar or the hands on the clock, then nothing will change. Only time will pass. If you really want this year to be different, you must be willing to take new action. As the saying goes, you've heard this, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It ain't gonna happen. Okay, you have to put it into practice. So are you ready? It's a very simple tool. Identify an area of your life where you're not satisfied and you're committed to making a change. Now put pen to paper and ask yourself the following questions. And yes, you do have to write your answers down. Why? Because it's too easy to make excuses or conveniently forget your answers if you don't. Besides, when you don't see your responses in black and white, you can no longer use the excuse, but, oh, I didn't know. Write your name at the top. Based on my current daily activities routines, where can I expect to be 6 months or a year from now? Use vision. What adjustments do I need to make to my daily schedule? Are the people I choose to associate with helping or hurting me? What excuses am I making? What mistakes do I fear making the most? How have past rejections eroded my confidence? What new action will I take today? It's your choice. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. And Annie Dillard said, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. Focus on one change at a time. Too often, we fail to achieve our goals and dreams because we try to overhaul our entire lives overnight. It ain't going to happen. It's not possible. After all, managing change requires managing our expectations, too. Now, make a copy of what you're committed to change. Write it down and then tape it everywhere that you could review it. It's your life. It's your time. How are you going to spend it? If you want this year to be different, what is it that you want to change? You could email me. You could call me. And let's talk about it. I want you to live your life like it's golden. Come dance with me. Au revoir.